I can distinctly remember when I learnt and was shocked by my own instinctive desire to retaliate. I had a kitten, tiny little thing, and it scratched me. My response was to raise my hand to smack it hard. I was horrified. This little scrap was about to feel the full force of my paw. I could have knocked it silly. By God's grace, I never made contact. But the lesson I learnt stayed with me. I looked inside myself and saw that when push came to shove, I would instantly hit back, and I wasn't about to pull my punches. If you hurt me, I'll make sure you get double back, pal. Now, in every circumstance where I'm provoked, I remember how quickly my flesh rose and I wanted to give that pussycat a bunch of fivefold ministry. It's caused me to get that reaction under control, so I respond rather than react in circumstances where I'm under pressure. Retaliation is a natural reaction, not a spiritual response. It often extracts double or even triple for the perceived offence. And as I said yesterday, an eye for an eye policy was about damage limitation. It was protection for the one being injured as well as the restraint needed towards the offender, like the laws on divorce. It was permitted because of the hardness of heart. Hardness of heart. This is why he had to give us a new heart. The old one was hard. He expects us to live from there, the new one, not the natural, but the supernatural heart within us. We have a new seed within which is capable of responding to a higher law than the law of retaliation, the royal law of love. It keeps no record of wrong, doesn't repay evil for evil. It's patient, kind, not self-absorbed. Puts up with anything and everything. It trusts, hopes, and endures no matter what. How's it working out for you?